You holding Daf Mem Beis, we're holding. Daf Mem Beis. We'll start again. We learned, but we'll start over again. That's more Rabbi Yosi Yomer. That Yom Tiv, if the first day Yom Tiv of Sukkos comes out on Shabbos, we said this man that was the Beis HaMikdash, they used to use the Lulav on Shabbos. It was a mitzvah to take the Lulav on Shabbos. You weren't allowed to carry it outside on Shabbos, but you're allowed to shake the Lulav. There's a mitzvah to take the Lulav even on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah said a Chiddush. What's going to be if the first day of Sukkos comes out on Shabbos? There's a mitzvah to take the luluf, but you're not allowed to carry it outside. Let's say b'shoyge, you made a mistake and you carried it outside. So really, on Shabbos, you should be chayiv chatis. You did a malach, you carried it outside to Shus Rabim. You should be chayiv a korban chatis. Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, no, you potter. Since you're oisik in a mitzvah, since you think you're doing a mitzvah, like you're worrying about doing a mitzvah, so if you made a mistake and carry it outside, you put it from the chiyuv chatas. That was his chiddush in the Mishnah. So more says, the Omer Abaye, Abaye said like this, Lo Yishono, we only learned this, Elo Shelo Yotzo. Boy, only if he wasn't Yotzo, he didn't do the mitzvah yet. Avo Yotzo, but let's say the person was already Mekayim the mitzvah. Hey, Shabbos in the morning, he took the lulav nice and early. Then he made a mistake and carried it outside, you should know then he's chayiv. He's chayiv a korban chatas. Said Rashi, Lashonu, Depoter Elish Lo Yotzi Dechavosim Tilos Koidim Shirtiyu. He didn't do the mitzvah yet before he carried out the lulav. What's the svara? Tahashter, because right now, Torah be mitzvah. He's worried about doing the mitzvah, like he knows today's the time to do the mitzvah's lulav, and he's worried about it. The toy b'dva mitzvah, and he made a mistake about the mitzvah, and he by mistake he carried it outside, so that's called Yepotah from the Chiv Chatas. Let's say you already did the mitzvah in the morning. Before you carried it outside Shabbos in the morning, you were making the mitzvah. Now, it's not called you're making a mistake in a divine mitzvah, because you already did the mitzvah today. We don't take lulav two times a day, the mitzvah is only once. Right now he's not worried about doing the mitzvah anymore. Therefore, if now he, by mistakes, carried it outside to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, he's chayiv b'chatas. So Mori has the kash according to Abaya, for mediagbe nofakbe. Like, what are you telling me now? That if he's already mekayim the mitzvah, now if he carries it outside, he's chayiv. So what is the Mishnah of Yosi says the Yipotah talking about? That you did not do the mitzvah yet. But the question is, when you pick up the lulav, and you have in mind you want to walk outside with it, as soon as you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah. So automatically, like, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. The thing is, there's the kasha, that the Gemara now was going, we hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona. You don't have to have kavona to mekayim the mitzvah. So as long as you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara is asking, as soon as you pick up the lulav, I'm not to carry it outside, like, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. So later when you walk outside to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's always considered you already did the mitzvah. So where is there a case that Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, if you carry out the lulav on Shabbos, you potter? Like, why you potter? It's always considered you already did the mitzvah. Hey, Sveisos, the Gemara Nemzon, Midaagbe means also, most probably, you picked up all four minim here. Not some the pshat, you walked out just with the lulav. You're holding all four minim. So, Mosheth Kash, as soon as you pick it up, you mekayim the mitzvah. So, Gemara answers, Amr Abaye, Abaye says, Kishahovchoy. So, Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah is talking about when the person picked up the lulav, Amanasta carried it outside, to bring it to somebody, he carried it upside down. So therefore, when it's upside down, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So that's the case that he's potter. Because since he did not do the mitzvah yet, he's worried and thinking about the mitzvah. So that's called he did a brishus. It's a shiloh, but the svarah in the Gemara talks about, he dash in the posik. But I'll call upon him, that's the Yosi svarah. That where you're worried about doing a mitzvah, and you didn't do the mitzvah yet, then you chayiv achiv chatas for Shabbos. So here the case is, when you picked it up upside down, so you were not mekayim the mitzvah yet. Like, what's the Gemara's question? As soon as you pick it up, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. So when you walk outside later, you should be chayiv for Shabbos because you already did the mitzvah. But we know the klal of Yitzroi Shabbos always is, you have to have an akira and hanocha. You have to pick it up and have in mind you're carrying it outside and then put it down outside. So you need two things to mechayiv. You need an akira, picking up the chayfetz and putting it down. So over here, if Vashas, you picked it up, if you're doing the mitzvah right now, so by picking it up, you're potter, because then you're worried about doing the mitzvah. So why does the Gemara say if you picked it up now, you mekayim the mitzvah? And when you carry it out, you should be chayiv achatis. Why are you chayiv achatis? You picked it up, amanas, like to do the mitzvah. So that akira, you're not chayiv for. So you're only chayiv for the end hanocha. For the end hanocha, you never chayiv. You always have to have an akira and hanocha. So kivay gabayz by kasha, tzorchin. Some achronim want to say, it's talking about the midvakvein, you're standing still and you stand pick up the luluf. So if you're standing still and pick it up, it's not called a real akira. So it's called you just did the mitzvah. Now later when you start walking outside, you pick up, you lift up your whole body, that's called like a new akira. For that you be chayiv for that akira in the nachar on Shabbos. Alright, but he buys like kasha pilegim. Here weiter. Rav says, afilu teimish lehovchay. Even if you want to tell me no, when he picked up the first lulav, he did not turn it upside down. We're talking about the person made a mistake Shabbos in the morning, and he carried out the lulav and the yesereg in a kli, he added in the plate, and he carried out the plate. So therefore he's not mekayim the mitzvah, because he didn't grab a hold of the dalav minim. So this is the case where you potter. Since you did not do the mitzvah yet, so you're worried about doing the mitzvah, and now you carry it out, you potter from the chiyuv chatas. Fred Gemara, like why aren't you mekayim the mitzvah? For her Rava, who the Yoma Rava said before, that lekicha yidei davar achar, shemo lekicha. If you grab it and hold it, even though it's through something else, ayadei davar achar, like we had before, if you have a handkerchief wrapped around your hand, and then you go to grab the luluf, Rava before said you mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you're not holding the luluf directly with your bare hand, you have a handkerchief in between, but it's called the lekicha yidei davar achar. Ayadei the handkerchief, you're holding on to the luluf, that's also good. So here also, you're holding on to the kli to the plate, and the luluf is inside the plate, so why aren't you mekayim the mitzvah? That should also be called a ma'aseh lekicha. You're holding it. So the Gemara says, Hani mili, when does Rava say that it's called you're holding it? That's derech kovet. If you do it in a nice manner, the drashi could go in besuder shekaruch yada besuder. If you have your handkerchief or cloth wrapped around your hand, that's a nice manner to hold it. Ma'ashen kein avo derech bizoyin loy. But to do it in a not nice manner, drashi going bekara. That's not a kovetic way to hold it. You don't hold it in a plate. You hold it in your hands or through with something else. But it's time to have it in the plate, and the Mishmaru speaks out, even if it's a silver plate, doesn't matter how good the plate is. But it's not a nice way of holding the lulav and esrig by holding the plate. So here, Rav is also moedi, not mekayim the mitzvah. So, Mel, that's Pshat Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, that if you hold the lulav and the esrig in a plate, and by mistake you carry it out Shabbos in the morning, like you think you're allowed to bring it to shul, and you carry it to shul to do the mitzvah there, he holds your potter from the chiyuv chatas. That since you're worried and thinking about doing the mitzvah, halacha is your potter. Omer Rafune, Oimer Hoye Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi used to say another chiddush also. He said like this, that oilas ha'oif, if the koyin finds an oilas ha'oif, there are two types of birds that you can bring for karbonis. You can bring an oilas ha'oif, a bird for a korban oila, which the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat it. The whole thing has to be burnt, or else there's an oilas chatis. There's a chatis ha'oif. They'll bring a bird for a korban chatis, where there the halacha is the koyin is allowed to eat the meat of the bird. So what happened here was oilas ha'oif shenimtzas bein akfayim. The koyin found now this bird that really was a korban oila, and the din is you're supposed to burn it. And he found that bein akfayim, Rashi says, the means between other birds, between other korbanos of the birds. Ukesavar chatis ha'oifi, and the koyin made a mistake and thought that he found the bird that he's found, he thought was a chatis. The ochla, and he went to eat it. Now the halacha really it was an oilas ha'oif. An oilas ha'oif, a bird, you're not allowed to eat. It's kula kola, you have to burn the whole thing. And therefore the kohen was over the yisra mila, and the chori has to bring a korban chatis for that. A korban he has to bring, a korban mila, asher milos, that he had enjoyment from hegdish when you're not allowed to. Because really this bird was an oilas ha'oif. Just the kohen made a mistake and thought it was a chatis ha'oif, and he ate it. So halacha is potter. Rabbi Yosi says in this case also, the kohen that eats it is potter from the chi of korban. So Mara says, Maikum Ashbulon, like what's the chiddush here? Pshita, the toye bedvar mitzvah potter. That if a person doesn't have avera while he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, he's potter. So the Gemara Hainu Hach, that's the same svar Rabbi Yosi says in our Mishnah. Like what's the difference? Now Mishnah, you're carrying out the luluf to take it to shul, you forgot to play with Shabbos. But you're taking it out because you want to do the mitzvah, so Rabbi Yosi says, you're potter. Here also, you're reading this bird. Why? Not because you want to do an avera, but you think this bird right now is a chatis ha'if. It's a carbon chatis.
that the loch of a korban chatas is you're allowed to eat the meat of the bird. And by mistake, really, it was only an oilas soy, so you're not allowed to eat the meat. So also, you think you're doing the mitzvah. Like, to eat from the chatas, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat kachim. So the crane thinks he's doing the mitzvah, so pshitu is potter from the korban. Like, what does the Yosef have to tell us a second time for? So Mora says, yes, there's a tremendous chiddush here. Mao the time I would have thought, when does Rabbi Yossi say in our mission here by the Lulav that if you made a mistake when you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter, hainu diyavid mitzvah, because you're going to do the mitzvah and you do the mitzvah, like by Lulav. You made a mistake, you thought you're allowed to carry it out to shul on Shabbos. So you carried it to shul, and then you did the mitzvah. But later on, your mamish did the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah Lulav. So that's when I would think you're potter from the chiyav chatas, because you're oisig doing your mitzvah. Ah, vol hocha. But over here by this bird, really, really, the bird that you have in your hand is an oil asoif. And this oil asoif, you're not allowed to eat. There's no mitzvah to eat this bird. Just you made a mistake and thought it was a chat asoif. You thought there was a mitzvah to do. But really what you're doing is only an avera, eating the oil asoif. It's no mitzvah involved. But the kohen is not doing a mitzvah right now, because lamaisa, what's happening is, he's eating the bird that's a korban oil, and you're not allowed to do that. True, he thinks he's eating the chatis, which that you would be allowed to, but he made a mistake, that's not it. A maloi, maybe you're not potter in such a case, kamash malon. That's the chiddush, that's what's coming to teach us here. Even in such a case, also you're potter. Since you think you're doing a mitzvah, you think this bird is really a korban chatis, and therefore, if it would have been a korban chatis, it would be a mitzvah to eat it. So since you think you're doing a mitzvah, you're also potter. For the more mitzvah, I have a kash on this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi himself says, that ha-shoichet es ha-tomid, if somebody a kohen, or it could be any Yisrael can make the shchita, ha-shoichet es ha-tomid, in the morning, when you're supposed to bring the korban ha-tomid, you made the shchita, she'ena mevuke kilchosai, but you didn't take the right korban, it wasn't checked out before, the way it's supposed to. The locher is, by the korbonis, you have to check them out 4 days in advance. Before you use it, you have to check it out 4 days in advance, to make sure the korban doesn't have any mum, to make sure it's a tam. So if you made a korban atomid that was not checked out for Shabbos, and you did it on Shabbos, and it came out now that the korban is postal to Baal Mum, the locher is chayiv chatis. You should know you're chayiv chatis. V'tzorach tomid acher. You also have to bring another korban atomid. So this is what Rabbi Yossi himself said. So the kashri is, why are you chayiv a korban chatis? Like you're chayiv chatis because you didn't do a mitzvah now. This korban atomid is postal. So you did a shchiter on Shabbos. A shchiter on Shabbos is one of the Yav Malachis. So therefore, Yechayev Echatis for doing this Malach of doing a shchiter on Shabbos. But the question is, why Yechayev according to Rabbi Yossi? The Kohen, whoever's doing it here, thought he's doing a mitzvah. He thought he's bringing a korban atomid. He made a mistake. He didn't realize it wasn't mevukir. It wasn't checked out beforehand. But he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. So why Yechayev then? Right, this Gemara answers, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Sabo, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Barashiyin, Amar Rav Hune, Amar Rav, Kegoin Sheviyo Melishcho Hashenim of a Korban. The story was that this Kohen of the Yisroel that was going to do the Korban HaTomid, do the Shchita, he took it from the wrong Lishcha, from the wrong room. He went to the room that there the Korbanos were not Mavukar, were not checked out. And in the Beis Hamikdash had a special deer, a special room, where they used to have the animals that were checked out already, that's kashrut used for a korban atomit. So since the person went to the wrong room altogether, the klal, it's not called he was a toyeh b'davar mitzvah. Like, he's not doing a mitzvah altogether. That's not the right room to go to. If he would have went to the right room to take an animal, and then he would have made a mistake with the animal, we say he's making a mistake in doing a mitzvah. But here, that the klal, he went to the wrong room, that's the klal not called he's even oisik in the mitzvah. Rashi Malishcha Shein Bubakarin. The ain't that toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. It's not called he made a mistake. The first big lines. It's not called he made a mistake with b'dvar mitzvah. Shebetloyim shebalishcha zu ain't a torah. He's not supposed to be worried about the animals in this room. Sheinam oimdim lekrova. These animals were not checked out yet. They're not roy for a krova. Lios chored aleim mosi yikrevu. V'yavcher dezman atomel ashaycho chishkarv lemezidu. For a dark malishcha slavchin mezayovi. Since, like here, it's come out Korv Lemezid, he made such a big mistake. He went to the wrong room, that's not called Yoisik in the Dvar Mitzvah. So therefore here, even Rav Yossi holds Yechai Vachatis for doing this Malach of Shechting on Shabbos. Only by Lulav, or the Kayin there, that is by the Mizbeach,
and both birds are there, so it's possible the birds got mixed up, so he thought he had a chatis and really was an oila, that's called yotoyi b'dvar mitzvah. But over here, well, b'chlal, you went to the wrong room to take the wrong animals, that's b'chlal not called you being oisik in a mitzvah. That's why you chayiv. Mishnah says, Mikabeles isha, an isha could receive miyad b'no from the son of a child, miyad b'ayla from a husband, u'machziros solamayim b'shabbos. On the first day, a sukkah came in on Shabbos. We said before that b'zman the beis hamikdash was kayim. There was a mitzvah to take the lulav even the first day of Shabbos. So now, when they got finished using the lulav, they used to put it back into the vase of water. You're allowed to put the lulav back into water even on Shabbos. And since you had it there from before Shabbos, so it's not really called growing. You're only saving it. It should not like dry up. So therefore, you're allowed to put it back even on Shabbos. So the chiddush is the isha, even though like she's really potter from the mitzvah, the chiddush is not called muksa for her. So Rashi mekabelas isha miyad b'no b'ayla. Es lulvayim, when they get finished shaking the lulav, the wife could receive it. For lo yamrina, we don't say kumatalt lamidin lechazi. We don't say she's touching something that's like muksa for her, because really for her, there's no mitzvah to take the lulav. So I would think it's like a piece of stick. For her, it should be muksa. That's the chiddush. No, we'll see in the gemara why. Since it's a mitzvah that the husbands, the men, could use it for a mitzvah, it's not muksa, it's called a mitzvah. She's allowed to touch it, she's allowed to put it back into the vase. Shrashi machziru lamayim, shalai yichmash. It shouldn't like shiver, it shouldn't shrink. Bishabas machzirin, Shrashi shirei mikan, not lamayim. Because that's where you took it from. It was put there before Shabbos. Avoloi masifu mayim, you now had to add new water into it on Shabbos. And kol shchen shemachlifin amayim lishvechelu. Havadi can't change the water, throw out this water, and make new water on Shabbos. That's also to do on Shabbos. You're only allowed to put it back to the same water that you took it from. That's the Mishnah again. Mekabeles isha miyad b'no miyad b'aylo machziros l'mayim b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'Shabbos machzirin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back to the same water you took it from. B'yomtif on yomtif moisifin. You're allowed to even add new water to it. You're allowed to masif and add some new water. Over moyed and chol moyed machlifin. You're allowed to mamish empty out the vase and change the whole water for the same reason, to keep it nice and fresh. Katin hayedei l'naneya chayiv b'lulav. If a child, a young child, as soon as he understands the mitzvah of shaking the lulav, rather whether it's a chiyuv chinuch, you're mechayiv to make sure your son has the lulav. So the Gemara. Pshita, like of course, what's wrong? Why can't an isha hold the lulav? Like what's wrong with holding it? And the Gemara Ma'ad to tell my word of thought. Ho yu v'isha, lav bas chiyuvahi, since it's called the mitzvah, zasei shazaman geroma, that noshima potter, anisha is potter from the mitzvah lulav. So I would have thought that eima loy te kabul, she's not allowed to touch it, because it should remain muksa for her. It's like a broom, it's like a stick, that's muksa. Kamash malon, no, it's not muksa. So Rashi learns, eima loy lagabe yika isa tilta, maybe for the wife, it's called like a muksa, and she's not going to touch it. Kamash malon, kivon the role of tilas anoshim. Since men are allowed to use this lulav to do the mitzvah with it, teres kli alav. It's called the kli, this lulav. Omote v'tutel akol. Anybody is allowed to come and take it. That's the way Rashi learns. Just how other Rishonim learn, the way we do, befrat, that noshim do take the mitzvah lulav. That we hold this called true, it's a mitzvah seshes man grama, but we hold noshim same chesvashus. If an isha wants to, she's allowed to take the lulav, and she even makes a bracha on the lulav. So that's pshita, then. Avadi, she's allowed to do it then on Shabbos. For her, it's even called a mitzvah. She's not mechuyev, she doesn't have to, but if she wants to, though, it's called, she's doing a mitzvah, and she's allowed to make the bracha. So for sure, then, she's allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Like, it's not called a kli that's muksa, it's called a dvar mitzvah for her, because she also does a mitzvah. So I want to say, Rashi, she does not like that. For instance, when Rashi holds, noshim are not allowed to take the lulav. And if they do it, it's an Navera to do the mitzvah. So therefore, why isn't it muksa? That's what Rashi has to say. The reason why it's not muksa is only because since for men, it's called a Heft to Shal Mitzvah, it's not muksa, it's called a mitzvah for the men. Therefore, for Noshim also, I call upon him, it's not muksa. She's allowed to touch it. Even though she's not supposed to do the mitzvah, but she's allowed to touch it. But the Maisel Allah, the way we hold, that Noshim are allowed to hold the lulav and do the mitzvah and make a bracha, so it's treated, the commandment of the Gemara, it's not muksa for the Isha, because for her also, it's a chefs of a mitzvah. She's doing a mitzvah now, holding the lulav. Of course she's allowed to hold it. Right, then the Mishnah says at the end, Kotin Hayadela Naneya. If you have a child that understands what it means to shake the lulav, then you have a chiyuv chinuch to make sure he's mekayim the mitzvah lulav. Rashi Chayi Belulav means lechan chay midirayim. There's a mitzvah midirabbanan to mechanech, teach a child how to start doing the mitzvah. So my son, I saw yesterday, we spoke about yesterday, the shaila was, that really the first day of Sukkot, the mitzvah is only if it belongs to you. It has to be lochem. You have to own it. And as man is there, even the second day Yom Tif, this is a sveik of the Yomim, it also has to belong to you. So the question was then, how do you do mitzvah chin if you want your child to use your lulav? You have to be makhnir with him in order to make it his. But a kid can't be makhnir back to you. It won't help by a child. Because he could be kind of midiraisa, but he can't give it back to you midiraisa. So you'll be stuck. Once you give your kid the lulav, it remains his and it's not yours anymore. You won't be able to make the mitzvah the second day. So what's the yetzer? So yesterday we're speaking about that an echonami. That's one reason why people buy the kids their own lulav in order that they should be able to do the mitzvah to make the mitzvah. But I saw yesterday the Mishmura says that there are some shita to learn that for mitzvah chinuch you could be mekayim just with shol. It doesn't have to belong to the kid. It's enough even the first day for mitzvah chinuch if the kid is using somebody else's lulav. Then you should not be matne your lulav to your kid. Because if you matne your lulav to your kid, you can't get it back from him. And then the second day yontif, you're not going to be able to make the mitzvah, it's not going to be lochem. So the best answer is then not to be matne to your kid. Just let the kid do the mitzvah. Because the Rosh Chita is to learn that for chinuch, you could be yaitzah with shol, if it's varled. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Cotton hayedelan aneya, if a cotton understands to shake the lulav, chaye belulav. There's a mitzvah chinuch to make sure he has a lulav. He has to do the mitzvah lulav. Lesatev, if a chinuch understands how to put on tzitzis already, chaye v'tzitzis. There's a mitzvah the father should give him tzitzis, he should start wearing tzitzis. Lishma tfilin, person's child knows how to watch his tfilin. So Rashi learns, Lishma tfilin shla yikonas them, lebeisakise, he knows how to keep it betairah, not to go into beisakise with it. Is Aviv Chai Aviv Lakech Lo Tfilin. The father has the chiyuv to buy him tfilin. See a poshut smashim amish young at 6 or 7 years old to be a chiyuv to the father to buy his kid tfilin. Lamaisa Lalocha though, we don't do it though, because we say he's not bikim in lafiach, he does not hold himself back, not let air out, so therefore we don't let a child put on tfilin, only the minigas some people do, 30 days before the bar mitzvah, but only right before the bar mitzvah does the kid start to put on tfilin. That's why tfilin is different than other mitzvahs. Because here you have to be noig b'kedusha, you have to have a clean body for it. So we're afraid the kids won't watch it so clearly, carefully, therefore we don't put them on them beforehand. Yodei ladaber, as soon as the kid knows how to talk, he's 2, 3 years old, oviv loim dei Torah, there's a mitzvah upon the father to teach him Torah already. Ul kriyashma, he has to also teach him how to say kriyashma. So the Gemara Torah mahi, what do you mean you have to teach him? You have to teach him shas, what do you have to teach him? So Gemara says, Omer of Amnuna, Torah tziva lanu moishe marosh shekilos Yaakov. That's what you have to teach your kid. When the kid, as soon as he knows how to start talking already, there's this mitzvah chinuch, and some mishpashim learn it's more than a din derabbanan. This is like a mitzvah midirais already. To teach your kid Torah starts as soon as he knows how to talk. You have to start teaching him this pasuk of Torah tzibulanu meishim rosh kolos Yaakov, and kriyishma mahi. What does it mean? You have to teach him kriyishma pasuk rishon. You have to teach him say shema yisrael kenu shem echod. You have to teach him. For the Rambam also it's mashma that this chiyuv never had a chiyuv mikot as bonnet a mitzvah chinuch. There's only one when he's young, a chiyuv derais, and that's lira Torah. Kid that chiyuv turned Torah even when he's child. It's not told as chinuch. It's here also. There's a new halacha here. To teach your kid Torah is not after mitzvah chinuch, that your child has to understand to know what he's saying. Because a 3-year-old kid doesn't understand what he's saying. And the other Gemara's mashma, as soon as he starts talking, you have to teach him these things. So it's a different chiyuv here. There's a chiyuv limit at Torah is not to do with the mitzvah chinuch. There's no mitzvah, the student has a mitzvah already. He's saying Torah Shema. Hayodei lishma gufoi, if a child already knows how to watch his body, not to touch tummy, not to become tummy, is oichlen agufoi tyrus. You're allowed to eat, even though he touched tyrus, the current kiddi tyrus. So drash, yodei lishma gufoi. Mitumas smago masril, the cotton noise, and not to become tummy, not to be tyrus. Im no gufoi tyrus. That's why this hotin touched truma. Touch tyrus, truma vitor, is a cheshem. You don't have to be afraid that maybe the kid touched the mace, because since the kid knows how to watch himself, he probably can do it, but probably is the Lishores Yodav is a bigger madrega. Not only does he watch his body, he even knows how to watch his hands, not to touch different parts of his body, that his hands should not become tummy midrabonin. Then oichlen ayodav tyrus. Even if the kid's hands touch the tyrus, also you will not eat him. His hands tummy. Avloidei lishmeres yodav mishenotlum, and in the geya b'shum davar sofek and b'sofek atomei shadayim. He watches himself, he knows the lochas of Til Shadayim, to make sure his hands are not becoming if his hands still are at it.
Israeli shul, you have a kid that you're going to ask him, he has no understanding, you can ask him a question. Like, let's say the kid's standing there, and you have a sheretz touch the bread or not. So you can ask the kid, did the sheretz touch it or not? So then the halacha is, v'shu sayachet smekatami. Then it goes with the regular halacha, that a sofik tumma, the new gzeres akosiv, that if it's v'shu sayachet, then a sofik is tummy. V'shu sarabim smekator. That's a new halacha learned out from Saitan, that anytime you have a sofik, if a sheretz or something became tummy or not, if the sheretz touched the tummy, it took place. And Rishus Harab is always... Hayodeya Lifres Kapov, if the Tinigrain knows how to do Nesias Kapayim, knows how to do Chin already, is Cholken Loi Truma Beis Agroinus. Then you're allowed to give this Koyin your Truma even by the warehouse, by the storage house, with the, down by the fields, the Beis Agroinus, we have the wheat where the wheat was grown. So Rashi says, Hayodeya Lifres Kapov, Kushu Koyin, if the kid is a Koyin, he knows how to do Chin, is Cholken Loi Truma Beis Agroinus. On the Kamiyaka before this, ain't Chokin Le Begurin. You're not allowed to give this coin Shumatit by the fields. Avo Mishagun Le Beis. When you go home, you can send it to his house. In Yadeh Le Shermi Batar, if the coin knows how to watch the Truma and only eat it when it's store. Doche Tanya Begumorah. Do Noisin Alanusa Bivomis, Asara. Ain't Chokin Le Truma Beis Agronis. 10 people not. Cherish of the Kotin, the Kulu Mishagun Le Bivotayim. But you're allowed to send it to them later in the house you're allowed to. Now, why can't you give these people the truma by the fields? Is a choklam she bizoyin trumahu? It's bizoyin to truma. Shein koroyiv yoydim voishu boki. Not everybody knows that this person you're giving to is a boki who watches the truma. So if you give it to him by the fields, people will think that you're giving it to someone that won't watch the truma. It's not nice. Abul abaseyim, but if you know the person privately, you're allowed to send it to his house. Because you know he's a boki, he won't come to me. Now, umeshadeya lifras kapov. But when the kohen is old enough to duchen already, and everybody knows that this kohen duchens, so everybody knows he's a godl already. So Rashi says, Shein kotin peres kapov, because a kotin cannot duchen. So since everybody knows he's a godl, so everybody saw him duchen, there for him you're allowed to give him the truma, even by the fields. There won't be any bizoin, everybody knows that he's a godl already, and they know a godl, an older kohen, for sure will watch the truma, not to make a tomei, haloni eat it when it's torn, therefore there's no bizoin ha-truma. So therefore, if the Kohen was already bar mitzvah, in other words, he's already a godol, that he duchen already, you're allowed to give to him truma. Hayodeya lishchit, even if he's a kotin, but he knows how to make a shchita, he knows how to hold the knife right, and to make a good shchita without a shia, he doesn't have any psulim, is oichle mishchitosei. You're allowed to eat even if he's only a kotin that made the shchita. But over omer afuna, v'husha godol oimer agabav, that's only providing you have an older person there watching it to make sure it's not a treifa. Like, true, he could do the shchita, but who said he did a good ma'aseh shchita? Maybe he was gora, higris, maybe he was shiyan. There are five different psulim he could do during shchita. So we have to have somebody standing over him to make sure he did the right type of a shchita. Rashi, Yadei L'shchit, La'amen Yodiv, knows how to hold his hand the right way. Is afal pi shayna boki vilcha shchita. Even though he doesn't know that loch is, still, if the gadol watches him and sees the way he's doing, that he didn't make a dross, so he didn't stamp, push the knife down, he didn't wait in between. If a gadol saw that what he did was a kosher shchita, then you will not eat from a shchita. Yochol lechol kizayis dogin. You have a kid, and the kid is old enough that he could start eating already kizayis, an olive size of wheat. That's how old he is already. Trashi kizayis dogin is lavdaf kuit. Nakol chameshis aminim kari dogin. Chitin osarim wheat or barley, kusmin, buckwheat, shibolis, shol or rye. Shibolis, shol is oats. Kishifin is rye. Kusmin is not oakwheat. Kusmin is spelt. So these are five minim. So kids, if the kid is old enough, like usually when he's a baby, you don't give him these things to eat. When he comes old already, that he can start eating already, kizayis worth of dog and of grain, then ma'achikim mitziyosei. What he excretes, what comes out of his body, has a loch of tsoya, and when you want to say krishma davin, you're not allowed to davin in front of it. It's ma'achikim mitziyosei. But if the kid is younger than that, he don't have to stay away from what he makes. So Drashi, ma'achikim mitziyosei. Mishocho kizayis meilu, b'chol linyin achilo, she'etsoyas minim alolo masreches. Because the waste that comes out after you eat this food is very bad, and therefore it smells a lot, and that's the loch, you have to stay away, you can't go within his Baladamas. Weiter, even from the Meiraglaim, just the water that comes out of the kid, also you have to stay away, Daladamas. So Drashi means Lini Kriyashma, Utrila. You can't daven or say Kriyashma if you're within four Amis from this the waste that came out. Omar Rav Chizda, that the Bikidi Kazayis doesn't mean you can eat it throughout a whole day. It means you could eat it within 3 or 4 minutes, this, the time that you eat Achilas Pras, a loaf of bread. Drashi with Achilas Pras, Lebenini. That's no good. That's like eating a half today and half tomorrow. That's no good. You have to be able to eat this kezayis of wheat.